if the Yanks are going to win, you know. We'll get to the Mets coming up next hour. Good win there, but still some signs and some things that Stern said that I did not love. Where's the accountability, man? I mean, we talk about the same stuff all the time, and it is exhausting. I understand that this is our job, and I'm not trying to not have the conversation, but it's been the same conversation for far too long with this team. And for me, I boil it down to one thing, because we can get lost on the weeds on many things. But for me today, it really is just about accountability. And, you know, that exact point where it changed, I don't know, was it when Girardi was getting on Gary Sanchez for being lazy and the organization pushed back a little bit? Maybe. Was it with Gleyber Torres? Certainly. I don't know if that was the absolute origin, but there's no doubt that used to drive us nuts. We all know that. And, you know, now, last night, Aaron Boone, I don't want to hear it, Skip. I don't want to hear about a shortstop who looks absolutely defeated right now. I don't need to hear that it's been two or three or four plays. It has not been. It has been a season right now. Look, I was going to say a season of ruin. Quite frankly, really, and you know, I just hope it changes for Volpe. But right now, it has been so bad this year, really on every level, backed up by deep, deep metrics as well, that you really have to, even his most ardent defender, like you have to ask yourself, how is Volpe the shortstop of the future? How is he? Or maybe more directly, it is no longer, you can no longer say definitively that he is. However you want to frame it, it's kind of getting to the same point. And then last night, when Aaron Boone, I was watching it live, I'm like, man, that is not the messaging that I want to hear. That is not the messaging that Yankee fans want to hear. And quite frankly, that is not an accurate depiction of what's going on. It's just not. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Let me get, how about Gio in New Brunswick? What's going on, G?
BT.
Yes.
I'm going insane. I'm going insane to the point that I'm making up tunes about this. You ready? We don't believe in Volpe. We don't believe in Volpe because Volpe's not that good. We can't keep going with this. He's costing us games. I understand. He's a great kid. He does everything the right way, but the results are not showing. How much longer do we keep this up? Nobody else.
Hey,
I know we have no.
How long did you work on that song?
Dude, 3 minutes. Me and my brother were watching it the other day.
Even sounds like 3 seconds. three minutes. I mean, hey, listen, at least I had a positive. That's a Volper. At least mine was a positive connotation. I'm not saying that you got to, you know, craft a positive song right now, but that was, I got to call it the way it is. That was horrendous. We've all had rough moments, you know, on the air. That was not good at all. You know, when he said he was going to come up with a song and you were going, you know, insane or nuts, I thought it was like, all right, maybe insane in the membrane, insane in it. Like, have a little fun. I don't even know what song that was supposed to be. What was it? How about Tony in Pearl River? Tone, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, sir. Hey. Diehard Yankee fan like you, I go back to the days when Jake Gibbs, Jerry Kenny, Celerino Sanchez, mm-hmm. a young Roy White. Anyway, my point here this morning is, listen, the best player in baseball is Aaron Judge. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay, sir. When is Aaron Judge going to act like the best player in baseball, close the clubhouse door, and take some of these guys to task? When does he act like the leader? He's the captain of this team, and he's just like Aaron, and I call him buffoon, okay? The same thing, everything's okay, we're going to be all right after every game. When is it time that he starts acting like Jorge Posada, Paul O'Neill, Tino Martinez? Listen, I understand the guy, that's just not his personality.
Mm.
Honestly, if Stanton wouldn't always be hurt, he'd be the guy, I believe, because not Judge, doesn't have it in him. I believe Stanton would be the guy to step up and go off on some of these guys. But they got to have some leadership in that clubhouse. And between me and you, sir, and thank you for the call, they just don't have it.
Now, hold on, Tony, hang on a sec, buddy. All right, so interesting. Talk about leadership. So how do you know he hasn't done that behind closed doors? Number one.
We would have known it. We would have heard about it. Hold on.
I've seen him maybe chastise is a little strong, but kind of close to that. Multiple incidents over the years in the dugout where you can tell he ain't happy. And he does it, and he doesn't turn into, you know, some theatrical presentation, but he gets his message across. And if you're calling up and throwing this at Aaron Judge's doorstep, who very well might win the Triple Crown, what are you talking about? It's Aaron Judge's fault. I mean, this is how you know that a fan base is starting to lose its way here, getting very frustrated when you are searching and pulling and piecing things together, and you come up with, it's Aaron Judge's fault. It's Aaron Judge's fault. Now, the other, you mentioned a couple of the former great Yankees who were grinders and great players and clutch, but here's the difference. I'm going to defend Judge, not in the postseason for lack of hitting, but everything else. I mean, I'm going to have this guy's back until he retires. So, you mentioned Posada. Okay. What influence do you think if Jorge Posada was on this team, and it was the same exact team, you think he's got a bunch of championships? You think he's quite as revered as he is? I don't think so. I think part of the reason that the Tinos and obviously Jeets and Bernie and Moe and Pettit and every other great Yankee that we talk about, and O'Neill, the leadership was easy because it was a group of self-motivated, to begin with, incredibly talented players who would, you know, and how many times did those, it's not about this, but it is reflective and emblematic of something from a DNA perspective. Those Yankee teams, when something went wrong, I mean, you got Darryl coming out of the dugout, throwing fists with Benitez. You got Graham Lloyd doing it. You got O'Neill charging the mound against Seattle. I mean, that was the Yankee team. It was also a very different era. That's never going to happen now. I'm not even saying I wanted to, but you can't equivocate the two. It's not even remotely close. I mean, and even if you take away the personal pride and the grinding nature and the talent of all those players that Jeter had a chance to play with in Posada, I mean, just look around. Who the hell has Aaron Judge played with? Juan Soto for 1 year, World Series. Now, Juan was absolutely better in October. Aaron Judge was a lot better for 162, as great as Soto was last year. Judge was better. So that was 1 year. Think about the revolving door, the cast of characters that he's had. Now, it's a little bit better this year because I do like Bellinger. You know, Goldschmidt's an upgrade over Rizzo. But if this turns into it's Aaron Judge's fault, I mean, I'm going to walk out of the studio. Dove, you finish the show. Because that is absolute lunacy. Steve is in Bound Brook, New Jersey. What's going on there, Steve-O?
BT, first time calling you ever. I go back to the early 90s talking to Mike and the Mad Dog, Joe nice. And Evan throughout the years.
Wow, there you go.
I'm 57. I didn't think there was another guy in his 50s that had as much energy as I do. You have more energy than I do, BT.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. So, BT,
that.
Listen.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. Listen. Last night, right, I decided to throw a few bucks on the Yanks, right, after
okay.
getting swept last week.
Yeah.
They get swept in Toronto. I figured, no, but they'll bounce back tonight. Rodon's on the mound. Usually I'll check the lineup a couple hours before the game on MLB.
Yeah, app. if you're going right? to bet, you probably want to check the lineup. Yep.
I always do.
Yeah, I'm going good. You're betting.
I always do, but,
yeah.
but here's the deal, BT. Last night I took it for granted. I didn't have time, and I said, well, Bellinger's red hot, okay?
Yep.
He's a lefty. Gausman's a right-hander. If Bellinger needs a day off in an opener on the road in Toronto against, he shouldn't be sitting down against anybody, let alone a right-hander. I could see if a tough lefty was on the mound.
Yep.
Why is Bellinger, after the way he's played for the last month, he's been meant more to that team than anybody outside of Judge with his defense, with his bat
yes.
in the middle. Why was he sitting BT? I've had it with analytics. I know what you're going to say, that there's 10 or 15, 30-year-old guys up in a conference room that's sending down the lineup to Boone, because that's what's going on. I cannot stand that. I cannot stand
well, these analytics. I'm going to make it even worse, Steve. I mean, I'm trying to help you, but this is going to probably get you more pissed off. Like, you're coming off the All-Star break.
100%.
I mean, come on.
This happens all the time. The guy has played 3 games over the weekend, and he needs a break in the opener in Toronto?
Steve, that was as odd and as unacceptable a lineup omission as I've ever seen. That we're getting nuts now. But certainly this year and the last couple of years, unless that hammy's tight or that shoulder's cranky and we don't know about it and they don't want to let on, I don't know how the hell he doesn't play. I mean, his last 15 days, he's hitting 342 with an OPS over 1,000. His last 30 days, he's hitting 340 with an OPS of 980. I mean, in June, he hit 302. In July, he hit 328. What the hell? How is Bellinger not playing? Wow. May I channel the executive producer of the Yankee broadcast here, Mr. Dove Kramer? Dove, do you have any inside intel? As he grabs his headsets. Of course, it takes him forever to get it. Here he is. Love Dovey. Do you have, I don't know what he's doing now. Dove, do you have any intel for us here, buddy?
The Yankees need to be patient.
What?
Yankee fans need to be patient.
wait, I'm not waiting. I need intel on why, do you know why Bellinger didn't play?
No.
Okay. Now, if you'd like to finish the thought about Yankee fans being patient, by all means, go ahead, because this could be entertaining. Dove, good.
The Yankees know there's an issue. Although Boone did mitigate the Volpe situation last night.
You think? Yeah.
He also said he knows they're not playing the way they should.
Well, what a great omission, admission here. Thank you. No kidding.
They know there are issues.
Okay.
They have tried to tighten up the defense.
I know.
Cashman, as you have said, is going to work the trade room. This team will be a better team in a month.
That's it. Problem solved. Dovey has descended from the heavens here to grace us with a foreshadow of the baseball season. Make you feel better? 888-808-1019. Love you, though. BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata on the fan. Sal is out. He's out all week. We're going to come back. Obviously, 11 o'clock, want to get to the Met stuff. Stern spoke. I want to react to what he said, but also a deeper thought on kind of taking what he said and then spinning it my way. And it's not overly good win, but not overly positive. BT and Sal on the fan.